Is there any agreement on who's next?
Do you want the names again?
Vanessa, James, or myself? I'm not sure.
I have Michael, Vanessa, Rachel, and James Sagerton.
Okay, well, as I said, Rachel was the person behind me. And
Okay, then that would make Rachel next. And we'll get that far, and then we'll figure out who comes after Rachel. Rachel, you've got the floor.
Okay, thank you. So I just I've heard a lot of different things this evening about the bylaws. I think that ultimately it's important, and I think it should be required, since Beth just said that it actually was, that anything that's changed in the bylaws, if the group of people who are doing this, think that some certain bylaws should be changed, we have to really make sure that that the lawyer, who is kind of like not the general counsel of Pacifica, but necessarily, but account that we have a lawyer who can inform us about whether or not the change that are made are, you know, in fact, okay and legal and all that stuff. But I have a question, but I'm not going to ask it on this. I'm going to send an email. I prefer to do emails. I just wanted to say that we have to make sure that any changes are made in a legal manner. And Beth, did you say that we are not the groups that's working on this is not the group that actually does this? Did you say that it's the PMB?
The governance committee is a committee of the PNB. That's this entire committee. And then this committee proposed earlier this year to the PNB that we be allowed to stand up the bylaws subcommittee for the purposes of reviewing current California or our bylaws for compliance with current California law. And it would be simply to find and clarify where we are and where we may not be in compliance and propose specific remedy. What would it take? Do we need to change a word or three words, a whole clause, whatever, to bring our bylaws into compliance? And we would do that work first because volunteers, and we're all so passionate about Pacifica that we're this deep in this rabbit hole. So it makes sense that we spend our time and energy doing this first, and then it would be run past legal counsel first before it would ever go to the PNB. And again, this subcommittee has no authority. The governance committee has no authority. Even Pacifica General Counsel doesn't have authority to act without authorization from the PNB. So it would be the PNB itself who would consider the ultimate reconsiderations of the bylaws. And that's where the decision would be made, and not until it got that far. So it'll pass through first the subcommittee, then this committee. And once this committee's in agreement, then we'd run it past legal counsel first, and then it goes to the PNB. That would be the process. So nobody's going to do anything while everybody else isn't looking between this meeting and the next or any others, that there's a process, an open, transparent process laid out, a procedure that will have to be followed. And no decisions, no ultimate binding decisions will be made other than by the PNB itself.
Thank you very much for clarifying all of that. I appreciate it.
Sure. Those were excellent questions, and I appreciate the questions and the chance to, I mean, if you have those questions, no doubt other people do too. So this was good. This was necessary. And
thanks.
Sure. I'm going to take just half a moment to paste in these email addresses. So I can send that bylaw to you, that passage from the bylaw, before I forget. And then we'll go on to the next speaker. And is there any agreement that next would be Michael or Vanessa or James? I'll defer to the three of you to let me know.
I'll defer to the others.
Okay. Then.
That's a lot of deferring going on.
It's good practice, you know.
It is. It is indeed. Well, Michael deferred to me before, so I'll defer to him.
Okay. All right. Well done. Okay. Then, Michael, you have the floor.
All right. So just to go over the question of there is a suspected or possible noncompliance with the bylaws, what do you do about it? And there's quite a few different answers, but this committee can be involved directly. But a reference was made. Yeah, if you think your LSB is not complying with the bylaws, the first thing you do is raise it with the LSB. If it's a matter that is urgent and black and white, it may make sense to take it to the PNB because it's a black and white, obvious violation of the bylaws. But a lot of the time when people think that there are obvious violations of the bylaws going on, that's really not so clear. People frequently say, oh, that's a violation of the bylaws. I hear it in the Pacific environment over and over and over and over again. And really what is it, you know, it's someone expressing an opinion, something shouldn't be happening. But, you know, maybe it's a gray area. If it's black and white, the PNB is going to act on it. PNB, if it seems urgent, the PNB may take it to council. Perhaps an LSB will take it to council for an interpretation, because that's one way to seek an interpretation of the bylaws. I don't think we should be having all 120 LSB members taking things to council willy-nilly and just, we do have 120, right? So, that could really get excessive. But if it's not really clear what the bylaws say or how they should be interpreted, but clear that maybe some interpretation should be come up with, and it's taken to the PNB, the PNB has the option of referring it to this committee, for this committee to have input and make the PNB's job easier, at least to find some of the options that the PNB might make. Now, if it's sort of unclear and muddy to begin with, then this committee is probably a good place to start. But there's quite a few different options, and certainly if it's urgent, urgent and black and white, I probably wouldn't start here. I'd probably go to someone who has enforcement ability.
Agreed. So thank you for that, Michael. And next, I presume it's Vanessa, right?
Sagerton, do you mind if I go next? Okay, all right, thank you. So, what was said is pretty much what I was going to say, because it follows up on Minerva's question about the bylaws. And I know exactly what she's talking about. We're from the same station. And it, for me, comes down to a matter of interpretation of the bylaws. Just because something is in black and white, some people read it and will say, well, there you go. It says it right there. But what does it say? Especially when you're looking at language that is as general as referring to someone, quote, working with, unquote, others, a certain management representative working with a particular committee. It's like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It could mean a lot. It could mean nothing. It could mean consultation. It could mean informing. It could mean partnership. Without some level of interpretation, it doesn't mean much. So, and I appreciate Minerva bringing this issue to this committee, because it is the subject of some heated debate at PFW, in terms of some people read it and come to very firm conclusions about what they believe the bylaws mean in a particular regard. And, they have certain expectations based on their own interpretation of some really, I think, pretty generic language. So hopefully the process that's been laid out, I'm sure Minerva will follow that process, and then we'll see, what happens at the end of it. And I believe there's great variation, in terms of how that language is interpreted from station to station. And I'm sorry, just one more thing, as to whether there should be great variation from station to station is another issue. Maybe there should be some sort of, uniform compliance. This language shall mean this at all stations in all cases. And maybe not. I don't know what the right thing is to do, because the stations are very distinct. So we'll see what happens at the end of the day.
Thank you, Vanessa. So James, I think you're up.
Thank you. One of the advantages of deferring to people is that other people say some of the things you were going to say, and you don't have to, and other people, give an interpretation of something which you might agree with or disagree with, and it helps you figure out what to do. I agree with everything that has been said, and I'll just add a little bit more to one of the examples from before, which someone said about when board members say things during public comment, sometimes that can create legal liabilities. For example, a union member or a union negotiator comes to a public comment period and says, "We propose that the salary of the employees be doubled." An enthusiastic board member, or the chair of the board, even worse, shouts out, "We will, brother." Now we're in court arguing about whether that was an agreement to double the salary of the employees. So that's one of the, that's a simple example of how things can get out of control. There are a number of ways to change the bylaws. We just went through some bylaws referenda. That's one example of how it can be done. There are certain bylaws, if they don't affect the rights of the voters, that can be changed if 3 out of the 5 FSBs get a majority vote to so change the bylaws. This committee has been used to handle disciplinary matters, investigate disciplinary matters. It's been handled to investigate potential bylaws changes. It's been used to handle how things are being implemented at the different stations and whether there should be some uniformity or some particular way. One of the difficulties with that is that once people have been doing something for 10 or more years at a station, they begin to think, well, that's the way it's done. And if you try to change that to create uniformity, there's resistance to that, or people feel like they're being violated. For example, one of the ways to get bylaws amendment through is to go straight to the PNB to discuss them. And that especially happens like around this time of year, when we're coming up to the end of a session and people are seeing the writing on the wall that the terms are soon going to be over, and if they're going to do something, they better do it now, and then they bypass a committee and they take something straight to the PNB. Also, just for the sake of brevity and direct route, they sometimes do that anyway. So that was just some additional thoughts on the function of this committee and what we're supposed to be doing.
Thank you. We have 9 minutes left in our meeting this time, and so we should be, I guess I can go ahead and announce so that we're sure that it's done, that the next C&B Governance Committee will be Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023, same time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. It's always the fourth Wednesday of every month. It's posted on KPFTX. And so we know where we'll see each other again next. And the Bylaws Review Subcommittee will continue to work mostly by email for now, until and unless we see the need and the possibility of a meeting. We can squeeze it into a jammed calendar. We will report at the next meeting, whatever else we do. I think that takes care of our remaining business, so we can return to the discussion if there are others who want a chance to have some closing remarks or, you know, wind up questions, follow up questions before.
To my remarks about how things get to us, I wanted to add something that had to do specifically with Minerva's question about how things can get to us. May I do that?
Yes, please. Go ahead, James.
Minerva, if you're having a difficulty on your LSB, of course, as Michael said, maybe the first thing you do is pick up the phone and make some phone calls, do things, you know, with those kind of channels. But if your LSB has an issue, your LSB can refer an issue to this committee. Other committees can of the PMB can refer things to this committee. Many stations have governance committees themselves that can refer things to this committee, and we can refer things to other committees as well. So the main advantage that you get in the PNB of having something having been processed through the committee is that the committee gets to chew it up and look it over and, you know, see all the ins and outs of an issue, theoretically, and that saves time at the next level. So you get a committee report, and if it looks thorough and it's been well done, then people say, oh, okay, now we see where we're going on this, and we can cut to the chase a little bit better. So, yeah, there it is.
Thank you.
Okay. And Beth, this is Minerva. Just real quick.
Yes.
Thank you, James, for that. Again, this gives me some insight into, you know, some of the things that we need to be working on. But I just, that was a question for me as to, you know, how, what works in terms of committees. And I guess, you know, I know it was said that if it's urgent, which to me it's not, but it's something that does need to be clarified, and we need to get a real understanding of the bylaws reads a certain way. And I don't want to interpret it, because what I always say is, what is it that you can take into court and prove? Are they going to go on hearsay? Are they going to go on, I think, or if you go in and say the document is saying this and these things are not happening? So, you know, what is it? And you can't get any interaction, then, you know, how do we deal with this? And that's why I was asking, what is the purpose of this committee? You guys have given me a lot of information tonight for me to, you know, even bring back to a committee and to the board so we can, you know, figure out how we move forward. But I just wanted to be sure, and even though I mentioned something about what's going on at WPFW in terms of a committee, I'm looking at, just as was said, there are finance committees that, and I've listened to ours and listened to some of the others, and there are differences on how things are handled. But, you know, you just want to get a better understanding. How can we, and what everyone always says is, well, the bylaws says. And just want to be sure that, and this is something we'll be doing more of next year, to make sure everyone, including our new members, understands the bylaws. They can read it, they can have it in hand. So they're just not going on someone else's record. You know what? Well, I remember the bylaws saying, it's like, where's the chapter and verse? So we know that we're all moving in the same direction. So that's just my part. And thank you guys for, you know, allowing me to bring this up. So it gives me a better understanding on how to work with the committee and just keep moving forward. I just see Pacifica as being a great entity, but sometimes I think we're just stuck. And it's like, how do we move forward? Or how, as we're looking at the bylaws and things, can we make sure we're ready for the next wave or the next however many years that Pacifica is going to be in play? And we hope that's many. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Beth. And I want to thank both Minerva and Rachel for their excellent questions tonight, which really did guide the discussion. Pacifica is complicated. It's a large, very mature, complicated organization with longer, more complicated bylaws than most. And it's no wonder that these questions come up. And if tonight's been an excellent opportunity for us to try to clarify for the committee members here and hopefully for others listening to this meeting elsewhere, just what processes are open, what processes we're following, where to go for further resources. I always try to include the link directly to the bylaws and usually the California law too in the agenda I send out to people ahead of the meeting. And I have to look to see whether they're posted on our notice on KPFTX. But if they're not, they should be, and I will do that. Because that's we take our guidance from that. That's where we return for our insight into how it is we're supposed to be interacting with each other. So I want to thank everyone for taking time to come tonight. Again, thank you for the excellent questions and for the many thoughtful answers and for the exceptional civility tonight. I'm really grateful. As chair, I'm especially grateful when we have meetings like this. Was there any final comments before we adjourn?
Order.
I couldn't. Is that James? Is you breaking up?
Point of order, chair.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking at the participants on the Zoom meeting, and I see names of people who I don't recall being here when you were calling the roll. You might want to check that. You can be marked present.
Thank you so much. Let me go down through the roll call again and see who else we can fill in. Of those, we caught Christina Avalos, so she's included now. Of those who weren't here earlier, Marisol Cruz, are you present? I don't hear Marisol. Violetta Diamond, are you present? Still don't hear Violetta. Christina Huggins, are you present? We're still missing Christina. I'll call Jane Scheidler, but I think, there was a request for an excused absence from Jane Scheidler. Is there anyone who opposes that, excusing Jane's absence tonight? Hearing no opposition, Jane is excused. Is Aki Tanaka present?
Yeah, I'm here.
Aki, hello, hi, thank you.
Yeah.
I've got you down as present. And Carol Wolfley. Is Carol Wolfley present? I don't hear Carol Wolfley. We've had as a guest in recent weeks Sue Cohen Johnson. Is Sue present? I don't hear Sue. I think that covers the roll call.
Excuse me, was my name?
Can you identify who is that?
Marianne.
Marianne. Yes. Didn't we call you earlier? I thought I have you down as present.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. I had you down as present from the beginning. So I'm glad we didn't miss you. Anybody else that wants to check on their status as present or otherwise? In that case, I think we've reached our...
I don't know if you got him earlier.
What's that? Who?
I see Bill Foster is in the participants. I don't know if you got him earlier.
I think we do. Yes, we do. We responded to roll call early on. Is there anyone else who needs to be acknowledged as present before we adjourn? In that case, we've reached the final item on the agenda to adjourn, and it's time. So the meeting is now adjourned. I look forward to seeing you all again next month. Thank you so much for an excellent meeting.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Good night, thank everyone. You. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. And
you
thank
too.
You, Ben.
Free Palestine.